Province preps for prayer day heightened. Central Province Permanent Secretary Meona Mwanakampwe has disclosed that the government is in discussions with ZESCO to address the challenge of load shedding affecting water pump houses. The discussions are aimed at ensuring a sustainable water supply across the province. Dr. Mwanakampwe said adequate water supply is vital for maintaining hygiene and sanitation among residents of Central Province. News 360. The organizing committee of the National Day of Prayer in Northern Province has announced that preparations for the coming event have reached an advanced stage. Elvis Musonda, who spoke on behalf of the committee, says the team has intensified activities across the region to ensure a successful and spiritually uplifting event. News 360. For international news, here's the BBC.
Israel's cabinet is due to meet after a landmark agreement was reached for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of the remaining Israeli hostages. Ministers are expected to approve what they're calling the Hostage Liberation Plan in exchange for the freeing of around 2,000 so far unnamed Palestinian prisoners. Celebrations erupted across Gaza as news of the agreement spread. People were seen spreading the news by word of mouth, urging others onto the streets to rejoice and dance. There have also been celebrations in Israel, not least on Hostages Square in Tel Aviv, where relatives and supporters of those taken by Hamas have long waited for this moment. They express their gratitude to President Trump for the deal.
The US dollar is trading at 23 kwacha 72 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 31 kwacha 85 ngwe. The euro is trading at 27 kwacha 59 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 34 ngwe. These rates are courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. They are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Rocking Sports. Togo midfielder Samuel Asamoah broke his neck in a collision with a pitch side advertising board in China that his club says could leave him paralyzed. The 31-year-old, who plays for second-tier Chinese side Guangxi Pingguo, collided headfirst with an LED advertising panel after being shoved by an opponent during a domestic match on Sunday. Lusaka was breezy this morning, but otherwise mostly sunny for most of the day. Maximum temperature recorded 32 degrees Celsius. Tonight we'll have a clear skies with a temperature to drop to as low as 20 degrees Celsius. The headlines. ZESCO in talks with government over load shedding. And Northern Province preps for prayer day heighten. My name is Terence Makondo. Stay tuned.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
all new tune is as smooth as it is sharp. Taylor Swift is serving up something sweet, golden, and just a little dangerous. Get ready to stick with this one. It's called Honey.
You can call me honey if you want, because I'm the one you want.